Hi, this is Renee Wade, and this is Playtime number 7, Connect to Soil, from the Living Earth Handbook. Soil is the foundation of our health, both as individuals and collectively as a civilization. And it seems to me that our currently divisive economic and political systems are reflections of the barren and distraught condition of our soils, and vice versa. Change the soil that feeds you, and you might be surprised at how that change works its way through every system and every relationship in your life. Now, in the Living Earth Handbook, I do offer instructions for creating a soil based on building a mulch pile, and I'm not going to repeat those instructions here. But what I do want to suggest, and the part of this playtime exercise that I do want to record here, is that you become a soil connoisseur. Getting to know the soils that are around you, whether that's your backyard, or in the park, or other forested or wild place nearby, or even just in front of the public library. I think it's very important that we all start to get to know our soils much better. So, to start, I would suggest finding a wild place. Is there a park or someplace near you that has a small forest or large forest? But forests often grow some of the most interesting and best soils. So if you start with a forest, I think you'll get the most out of that. So go ahead and I'm going to assume that you are now in that forested place. And I'd like to invite you to spend some time digging into its soils. Bring a small trowel with you and try to find a spot that has a cover of leaves left intact on it. So you're going to take that leaf cover over, we're talking about digging in, you know, a trowel-sized area, something that's maybe 6 by 6 inches wide. Go ahead and remove the leaf cover and carefully put it to the side so that you can replace it when you're done. And now examine the layer beneath that, the leaves. Are there half-decomposed bits of leaves here? What's the texture and the color of this layer? What does it smell like? Dig down maybe an inch or so, and again notice what that layer is like. Do you find insects here? What's the texture of it? Is it thick and heavy? Is it sandy and loose? Roll some of the soil in between your fingers and notice, is it wet? Is it dry? How does it feel? As you dig down a few more inches, keep noticing how things change with each layer. Does the smell change? Does the color change? Does what kinds of living creatures you find change? So you can spend quite a bit of time examining even one spot here. And what I would suggest is that you continue digging down and noticing and feeling each layer until it simply becomes too difficult to keep digging with a trowel. And notice how deep you were able to go. And when you're done, go ahead and return the soil to the hole and put the leaf cover back on top. And you might want to go ahead and choose a spot maybe 10 or 20 yards away and try it there. Soils can be amazingly different sometimes in even very short distances. And then I suggest you try this process in your own backyard or in a friend's backyard or in a public park. If you have someone who doesn't mind you digging up their lawn, check out what the soil looks like under the grass. And you can set the grass back just as you found it when you're done with that. But follow a similar process in as many other places as you're able to. Begin to see for yourself what the soils around you are like. And begin to learn the difference between a living soil with lots of activity and creatures and a soil that basically is inert, that's just flour, clay, sand, silt, but has no biology in it. Because it's the living soil that brings us health.